This is the Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast. Star Wars, The Long Shot Campaign. Episode 4, Running the Cesar.
Time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the crew of the Capering Wookiee finally earned some time to rest and refit at the Greekhole salvage yards on Sreeler. After defeating Gannis the Hutt and his hired gun, they are free to enjoy the spoils of Iceman's ship, using its advanced systems to upgrade their own. However, they will soon be approached by an infamous freebooter with an intriguing offer.
Hey everyone, I'm Mike. I'm your Game Master.
Are we recording?
Yep. Who the hell are you?
I'm Brian. I'm playing Zahira Tag, the pilot Ostis with the Mostis.
I am Nick. I'm playing Zakesh Ruleg, the Gand meat tank and the tracker.
My name is Jack. I'm playing Quint Moltra, the human wrench monkey or ship's engineer.
Thank you. Zahira.
Hi.
What components are you attempting to upgrade on your ship?
Attempting?
Didn't you grab it?
I've already updated the stats.
I know.
So I think your usage of the word attempting here is...
We're going to determine how long it takes. So this is successful. This all eventually happens.
We have the hyperdrive, the shield generator, and the sensors, it looks like.
Can we do the guns?
And the fire control, yeah.
Oh, the fire control, yeah.
And while you're delivering...
three proton torpedo launchers. What do you know? Okay.
They spend the time stripping the Iceman's ship of its systems to install on the Capering Wookiee. And when you get back, the three of you go to work. So this takes really a matter of weeks. But... So you can help.
Yeah.
So with the help of your two compadres, you get to add some extra dice. But give me four mechanics rolls.
You mean ship repair?
Yeah. With two extra dice.
Wild dice or regular dice?
What?
Just regular dice.
That's 12, 18, 24.
Okay. So instead of taking a week, the first system takes 2 days. Give me a... keep going.
24, 29, 31, 35.
Okay. The next job that takes a week takes 1 day. Went way easier than you thought.
Well, see, if you just remove the hyperdrive motivator, you can just get this done in like 2 days. Instead of trying to go around it.
Third one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a five. Hang on. 5, 10, 15, 19, 25.
Okay, another 2 days. One more.
This is why you guys want me around. Is it a one or a six? That's a one. So 12, 20.
Okay, that takes a week. So you spend a total of about a week and a half, 11 or 12 days, getting the modifications made to the Capering Wookiee. Let's call it 11 days, because that's actually what it added up to. So that's going to cost you 1,800 credits in basically... Are you sleeping on the ship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind then. That's going to cost you...
Are you guys sleeping on the ship?
Yes.
Okay. 1,050 credits. Let's just call it 1,000 credits.
1,000 credits total?
Yeah. So,
Who's keeping track of that?
Right now, and I'm simplifying this, you have 8,500 credits in your ship's money, so now you have 7,500 credits in ship's money. And that's 500 for...
And we haven't tried selling anything.
You haven't sold anything yet. So that's 500 for basically nuts and bolts and struts and, like, you know, basically you're taking...
A couple replacement hydro spanners.
Right. You're taking the transmission out of a Porsche and putting it into a Chevy. It doesn't necessarily drop right in with just the parts that you have from the Porsche and the Chevy. So, you know, you have to pay for some machine time, some machining time, and salvage a few things out of the salvage yards and pay for that crap. And you've got docking fees still, or you know, your time in the salvage yards. So it's 1,000 credits to do that. You get off pretty cheap. Are you doing anything about your rattling hyperspace?
Well, we have the time. Might as well.
Okay, give me another same roll.
Same roll, placing the hyperdrive.
But this is a good opportunity to get to those mounts and that gravitational stabilizer.
12, 18, 24, 29
Okay. So that's not going to come back and bite you in the ass. One less thing for me to remember.
And then? What was the other thing?
And then?
No, I did.
Well, the other thing, the one thing that Balandrisha had recommended was that you just shift some bulkheads around or cosmetically alter the layout of the ship, but actually with your new weapons and shields and hyperdrive signature and everything else, you're not going to show up as the same ship anyway.
Right.
So at this point, you're pretty sure you've got a pretty clean, like, that heat point is gone from your escape from Alderaan, because Imperials could scan you and they would not recognize that this was possibly the Marisi at this point.
Yeah. So what do we got? Cuisinart? No Spaceball Love. Okay.
During this time, and Hosk is pretty helpful. Like, he's pretty good about... He's been running the salvage operation at Greekhole. So what he's kind of been doing a bunch of is hiring various spacer crews to go out where he gets word of, like, a derelict ship, and they'll go out and get it and either get it space-worthy and fly it in or just tow it in and bring it in as extra material for the salvage yards.
One game point before we go further. Do we want to spend 1,000 credits to have our pilot's voice changed? That was brought up as a thing, and this would seem to be a good time to do that, too.
It depends. Can we make her sound like Scarlett Johansson? Because I'm totally done with that. Already. What?
What's to say I don't already?
Because I can hear you talking right now, and you sound nothing like Scarlett Johansson.
Pop to the cat.
Well, I'm not the one who said that I sound like Scarlett Johansson.
I guess.
It's up to you if you want to.
Do you want
to
get your voice changed?
Sure.
What do you want to sound like?
Well, it's like subliminal, right?
Yeah, it doesn't change the way your voice sounds. It just changes the way that it shows up on a voice print. So it's way in the overtones. You're changing from a violin to a viola.
Okay.
You still sound sweet. So, so you can run off and... Balin had given you, like, the card of the street doc that does that, and he just does, like, it's a little chip that implants in your throat, and zip, zip, done.
That's what they all...
Just be glad we didn't get the Fran Drescher pack.
So that costs another 1,000.
Okay.
So you're down to 6,500.
Yep.
But you also can sell the remains of Iceman's ship to Hosk.
Oh, now, to Hosk?
Well, I mean, that's the obvious.
Right.
Since you've literally scuppered all of the desirable things out of it.
What's left is scrap weight.
You basically have, well, it's a nice hull, and someone could come in and actually make a good ship out of it with, you know, if they wanted to do that project. So does somebody want to give me a bargain?
Perception. I've got some. What's your bargain there, Mr. Gann?
It's perception.
Yep.
I have 4.
He's got me.
Okay.
For some reason, Mr. Gand is Slick Rick and One Punch Man all in the same thing.
I have a 12.
Okay.
Jesus.
He seems unwilling to move on his price. He's like, well, this thing's, you know, just basically down to the sheet metal now, but I'll give you 1,000 for it.
Rulik suggests we take it.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So you get your 1,000 credits back. Back to 7,500.
Money is like star systems slipping through my fingers.
I believe we have a crap ton of extra blasters and such laying around at this point.
Yeah. Well, not a crap ton.
Is that metric or imperial crap ton?
We had a blaster rifle last time.
Everything is imperial now.
Yeah. All right. So voice modification done.
So I think any blasters that are left at this point, we're just going to stick in the ship's store.
Yeah, no bowcasters?
You don't have any bowcasters.
No. And that would be enough.
And we'll call it good, and from this point on, we'll actually keep track of who takes what better.
Well, in the event of fecal matter hitting fan, we have spares.
As you're finishing up your repairs, a guy comes walking out of the office of, you know, like the salvage yard office where Hospice worked. He is a Shestavanan, if I'm saying that correctly. Wolfman.
Shestavan.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
If that's not how it is, I'm good to go with it because it sounds like.
Yeah. One of the. It's a Star Wars race that's effectively. Shebastin. Shestavanan. He comes walking out of the. Towards your ship, and he's just kind of watching you guys wrench monkey on it, and takes a look around, looks over your ship. You can tell he's kind of assessing it. He's dressed in a flight suit. He's clearly kind of elderly. I mean, not old, but in his well-salted 50s, you might say. Clearly very experienced. He's got kind of a torn left ear. And he kind of stands there and waits for you to get to a good breaking point. And he says, hey, it's a nice ship you guys got there.
Hello.
Oh, hello, yeah.
And?
Says, you're putting some pretty good systems on this. He says, my name's Mal Byron.
Didn't we get a message from Mal Byron?
Yeah, Hosk had said that he wanted to talk to you.
Oh.
So now he is talking to you.
Okay.
Could you spell it?
Mal, M-A-L. Second name, Byron, B-I-R-O-N.
Okay.
Hold it all up.
Kill me now.
Well, Mal? Kill me a boy.
Kill me with a sword.
How weird is that?
What?
Serenity?
Oh.
Mr. Universe?
He says, I heard what you guys did for Nonem. That was pretty ballsy work. And then shutting down Ganis like that.
I'm all about ballsy work.
Oh, hello, little lady. Are you the...
That was supposed to be ironic.
No, same amount.
Suggested.
Are you the pilot of this crate?
Yep. I mean,
she's always wanted to drive.
My name's Buzz. I make the elevator do what she does. Now, have something in like an hour.
He says, well, a lot of talk going around about you guys, but...
What was that? Talk?
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone knows about Ganis now, and Nonium's back. Getting his operation set up again and kind of filling in the Hutt power vacuum. And well, you know how it is.
New from Hutt's. It's the power vacuum. Sorry.
So
I'm not really comfortable with the talk thing.
Well, you can't stop talk. Says, but I'll tell you what.
I'm sorry.
I work for... have you guys heard of Jateus Outbound?
Have we?
No.
No. But I've heard of Minnesota Bound.
Says, no, it's we're different than that. Jateus is a...
some sort of knowledge check?
Sure.
Or is he going to just tell us?
He's going to tell you anyway.
Then whatever.
He says, Jateus is a shipping company. Does most of the legit shipping up and down the Cesar run.
Oh, yes. We like to hear them. They do shipping.
Yes. Yes, that's the one. It's part of XTS, which also owns the salvage yard. But Jateus has a So it has shippers that are employees, right? We have our own fleet of ships and our own fleet of pilots that do the groceries and gears types of runs. It says, but I'm responsible for a separate division of that that is all about contracting with independent spacers. And these are for sort of special types of operations where perhaps we want to get certain shipments of certain things, certain places, without the Empire knowing about it. You catch my drift, I take it. Don't catch my drift.
Acquiring things that are better left not talked about?
In some situations, yeah.
Cool.
I mean, the work is fairly widely varied, let's put it that way. So sometimes it is shipping cargoes from point A to point B, where we simply wish to evade a inconvenient Imperial
embargo?
Well, tariffs or like a
embargo.
Yeah, like a trade restriction. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it involves working with the Rebel Alliance, where obviously it would be not in the Empire's best interest to ship a thing from A to B, and. Well, I've lost three contract vessels in the last month to the DSAC pirates. So I'm down a crew, I'm down several crews, and I'm looking to recruit more.
What does DSAC mean?
It's the name of the pirate group that flies around in this area. DISAC.
Oh, okay.
It's not a race or anything, it's just their group name.
Okay.
There are a few.
I thought it was like D, period.
Oh, SAC. D hyphen yeah. SAC.
DSACs.
Yo. Any interest?
This one has no objections to floating the Imperials, but would like to avoid anything extremely untoward.
Understandable.
Define extremely untoward.
Slavery, murdering women and children, things like that.
We have no truck with that.
Fair enough. But items that some people want that are just illegal because of rules somewhere.
If you silly humans want to pollute your bodies with things, that's your business.
Who's saying anything about that?
I didn't say anything about that. That's what everything is about with you people.
Mal didn't say anything about that, did you, Mal?
I thought you were going to ask for money.
What?
Aren't you going to ask for payment at some point?
Well, clearly they're going to pay us, and it's going to be substantial because
that's part of the negotiation. That's why I nodded to you to be social and ask for money.
Well, clearly they're going to pay us, and it's going to be substantial because there are pirates pulling up crews out here. This is dangerous territory.
Says, well, yeah.
Are you saying this is bad country?
He says, well, it is bad country.
Ruleg glares at you and cracks his knuckles or his claws.
I'll tell you what, I've got a lot to do.
I'm on today, I don't know
what's going on. But if you're interested, I'm having a sort of interview, if you will. Tomorrow, Hangar Bay 44, the Mirum City Spaceport.
Who do we have to kill?
No. There will be lunch and refreshments. There will be some other crews there. And this is somewhat of a test to separate the cubs from the wolves. So, if you're interested come on by noon tomorrow, Hangar 44. And I'll be able to tell you more then.
Okay.
But the test will be a paying cargo.
Is there anything we know special about Hangar 44? Is it on a corner?
After Hangar 44, we go to Pier 54.
Distinguishing features?
No, that's just one of them. One of many.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Really, we'll plan to meet you.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Okay. Well, gotta go. Oh, he says, and he hands you a data pad. You'll need this to get in.
Okay. So what's on the data pad?
It's actually got like a little invitation from him, and it's got the, you know, key code, essentially, to get into the hangar.
Oh, cool.
So there's a note on it. It looks like this. I've heard tales of your last few runs, and I must say I'm most impressed. It is operatives such as yourselves that I am interested in meeting with in tomorrow at my private bay in Mirum City, Sreeler. I am in docking bay 42, coming around noon. Clear skies, Mental Bureau. 42. It was always 42. It's never 44.
How meta.
So you guys get your ship all fixed up. Is there anything you want to do before you go down there?
How long would it take to paint ghost lamps? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Get my guns.
Huh?
Get my guns.
Okay. Oh, I think we're pretty good in the gun department right now.
Well,
yes, we are.
Just like having my guns and options.
All right. And you now also possess a kind of oversized speeder.
That's true.
Because you got the one from the hooks.
Did we get all the hut cleaned off of it?
I would assume so. We're
most of it?
Yeah, it's good enough.
Okay.
But it's kind of actually a
nice...
We
need to rent a hot hose, but yeah.
It's a nice speeder because... Well, they have degreaser at the salvage yards, so...
like a giant grease explosion.
It's actually kind of nice because you can use it to haul cargoes, potentially, you know, from a... Mm-hmm. If you weren't docked in a spaceport.
Seriously, if you blew up a hut with a thermal detonator, there's a chance that might smell really good.
Like bacon.
Yeah.
Like all...
Because, I mean, a thermal detonator isn't just a bomb. It's like a heat
thing.
So it's like all that fat, the sun's flash fried. I need to stop.
Okay.
Yes.
So you pull into Mirum City.
Look, we could start our Kentucky Fried Hut franchise maybe later.
Biscuit Baron's going down.
You arrive in Mirum City on your speeder.
Regular and extra crispy.
Followed by 100 Bandigos. Bandigos.
Bandigos, huh?
Orale!
You just keep trying to hump the speeder for some reason.
So you get to Docking Bay 42. The door's open. And, I mean, the data pad gets you in. And it's a spacious, well-kept bay. There is a freighter docked in there, the Eyeshine. Clearly Mal Biren's freighter. EYE Shine.
No, it's not made by Apple.
There are striped awnings set up along the walls, casting sweet, cool shade into the sun-drenched bay. Beneath the awnings are long tables covered with snacks, as well as a beverage dispenser. A droid, servant droid, in a little, like, droid tux, droid bow tie, comes up to you with a tray. Hors d'oeuvre. Except it's more like, hors d'oeuvre. Canapé.
Does any of it seem poisoned?
No, it's
tell that?
Nice food. There's a bunch of other... There are several other crews sitting and standing around, taking drinks off the tables and talking, and people are eating and drinking.
Mm. Chipotle barbecue hut. Awesome.
First glance, does anybody seem incredibly dangerous here?
Taking a look around, you see...
We're wearing boxing gloves. Mm.
Standing off kind of by herself is a Corsav trader. So a Corsav looks like a freaking tall ostrich person.
Sweet.
But mostly like an ostrich. There is a human smuggler, also mostly keeping to himself. There's a BIM. Do you know who the BIM are?
The people who played the thing.
That's a Biff. There's a crew of Given. The Morsarian, and a Morsarian is kind of a big forearm. Morsarians have four arms. He looks kind of dangerous, and they are methane breathers. His crew, there is another Gand among his crew. And yeah, he seems to have an all methane breather crew.
That's going to be it.
Yeah. So these folks are all hanging around with crews of various sizes. The Corsav seems to be a solo act, and so does the human. And you also see another trader who walks up and introduces herself. She says, "Hi, my name's Callan Thora, and I am not a human." Your GM thought I was human.
Strangest introduction I've ever had in my life.
But I'm not actually a human. I am a... Fuck. Okay. I am Duro. A Duro smuggler.
I know them without even looking them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we make 7?
Yes.
7?
Right, there's 6 different
I like our chances.
Crews in there.
Are all of us magnificent, or just battling beyond the planets?
Really?
Stars.
Really?
So, all of these people are milling around, eating, chatting. The same question seems to be on everyone's minds, like, what the fuck is all this about? You know,
the fuck is that ostrich doing?
Well, the ostrich comes over to you, Zahira. It's like, hello, did you get the same strange invitation?
What kind of strange invitation did you get?
Malbiran came and talked to me about, like, meeting independent crews for...
It's not sad when somebody interrupts you. I mean, you're minding your own business in your gantry bay with your head in the ground.
Yeah, right.
And somebody just walks up.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
I would like to make an alien species knowledge roll.
Sure.
To avoid... to figure out what to not do to figure out how to not piss everybody here off, essentially.
Okay.
Well, I think we've already kind of shot that one in the ass, buddy. Come on, man. Bird lives matter.
11.
Yeah, we're fucked.
It does not seem to be a tense or hostile situation. At this point, people are like mingling. There's generally some recognition that probably we're going to be in competition for a limited number of jobs. I mean, like, he kind of, from what Mal had said, he lost 3 crews. He's probably looking for 3 crews. There's 7 crews here, so there might be, and he said it was going to be kind of like a test. So this is going to end up with winners and losers. So people are being a little bit wary, but no one seems to be outright hostile. I mean, everyone here seems to be kind of cut from the same cloth, a little bit. So there's
you say birds of a feather?
Can we just, like, you know, fail? Because he's just going to keep up with the bird jokes.
I'm wondering if I can
take this one is the one that's talking. I'm just...
Yeah, but have you
I'm
heard?
Just here for this the snacks.
Have you heard?
Can I table flip from this end?
The word. Yeah, have you heard the word?
What is the word?
Oh, God. Quit feeding me straight lines. Quit feeding me straight lines. Seriously.
Well, if this guy's offer isn't good enough and he pisses us off, we'll just go over to the Corsair and grab her legs and flip her.
Okay.
So yeah, it is the alien United Nations.
Oh God, and you put us here? Oh God.
With the turkeys.
Oh God! You realize how bad this is gonna go, right?
You'll be fine.
Bad.
When Malbiran walks the landing,
come on, we got two humans in a bed.
Ramp drops down from the eye shine.
I would at some point like to do knowledge stuff on the other Gan to figure out if I recognize him or his sect or anything about him.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be now, but...
It's a female.
Okay.
And you think she's hot.
Malbiran walks down the ramp from the eyeshine and reads the following aloud. You're enjoying the local specialty, an orange-flavored cinnamon drink called Lena. When an older Shishtaban, the guy you already met, hello... dressed in a well-tailored but functional flight suit, enters the room. His face is grizzled with age, his fur peppered with gray, and his left ear is torn. He pulls off his gloves and moves to the table where he can see your group and the others. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. I trust the refreshments are adequate. I have to get into my character voice. I have some merchandise I need moved along the Sisar run. It's quite an important cargo, so I've contacted each of you to make the run to ensure that at least some of it gets through. So I'm going to split it up 6 ways. You're noticing the inconsistency between 7 crews and splitting it up 6 ways, correct?
Thank you for pointing that out to me, because I wasn't actually tracking the number of crews.
Okay, you were giving me the stare.
It's like we didn't go to college or anything.
I just always give you the stare.
It's
my I don't trust this guy because he's a DM stare.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Your crew will be paid 5,000 credits for the run, and a 5,000 credit bonus if you're the first to deliver your final payload. Those of you who are interested remain seated, or standing, or with your head in the sand. In one case. Those of you who are not may leave.
I feel like we should throw some sunflower seeds around or something.
No one leaves. People kind of move a little closer to listen. Do you leave? Okay. Good. Then I have a game to run.
Awesome.
Cargo pod will be loaded onto your ships at a yet-to-be-disclosed location. From that location, you will move to the Salon Corridor and rendezvous with Destination Adventure. That's a luxury liner where you will deliver the pod.
Wait, what's the name of it?
Destination Adventure.
That sounds like a sandals resort.
I was going to say, it sounds like
a... Well, it's a luxury. It's a basically a cruise ship.
What do we do if Destination Adventure is no longer there? There are pirates and such.
He says, it will be there, but if it isn't, then plan to return the cargo here to this docking.
Okay.
He says, now to make this completely fair, each of your data pads has a file called envelope. It indicates your first location where you will pick up the cargo. There's no need to look it up now. The file's coded to work through your nav computers. Do you have any questions? Yes.
He said seven, or six. I called seven.
He says, yes, Calland here is going to escort. This is going to be a very short run. You will all be effectively in competition with him. Calland is going to come along as an escort and observer.
Which one is Calland?
She's the one who walked up and introduced herself before the Corsab did, so she is the...
The Duros?
The Duros. And she looks pretty seasoned.
Aren't the Dozos, Duros the ones that look like the traditional gray man?
They're still...
Oh, really?
Flat face, bug eyes. I used to play a Duro character back in D20.
She'll be along as an observer. She's basically helping me with the assessment.
Fair enough. Yep, just what I thought it was.
Any other questions?
So there's a 5,000 bonus for being first.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the individual portions?
5,000 to complete the delivery. Right. And an extra 5,000 if you're first.
I wanted to make sure it was.
So there may be other rewards for certain situations, but we're not going to go into that now. So I want you to kind of this. I will not lie. This is going to be a difficult run. You're actually going to be delivering the cargo to me aboard Destination Adventure. So this is more of a go get it and then bring it to me.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Before this begins, are there any rules or restrictions on things like pillaging other people's cargoes, bringing them along with the...
Oh, way to make it look like we're the guilty party there.
Shit.
He says, I'd like that to be avoided if at all possible.
Good.
He says, I guess things you should know about me is that I reward loyalty above all other things. So I'd like you to play fair with the other... Avoid dirty tricks as much as possible.
Excellent.
So don't ruffle each other's feathers.
All right. So there's a little bit more mingling and social hour. The Corsav comes over to you.
Me?
You.
Okay.
Zahira. And she says, you know, I have to tell you, I'm feeling a little bit insecure about this because... I operate a solo ship. I mean, it's just me. I am the captain and the crew.
Yeah.
I scrub the toilets. And she says, I'd like to... would you consider sharing information and splitting the reward? It might make sense if things go wrong during this if we teamed up.
Kind
it would reduce the risk and reduce the reward, but...
This one wonders if it might be advantageous to bring everybody into this conversation and have everybody cooperate.
Like all the crews?
Yes.
She says, well, there's some of these I do not trust. And she glances left and right and then kind of points her beak toward the human the lone human smuggler. Some of these folks are perfectly fine, and a few of them I don't trust very far.
I'm feeling a little vulnerable. This would be the point where I'd like to make a check on the end.
Okay.
And see what I know about him.
All right.
What would that be?
Knowledge. And it would. This isn't even alien species. This is your own culture.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's.
There's no Gant here.
One of the Morsarians' crew is a Gant.
Okay.
They're all ammonia breathers, but they're not all Morsarians.
If I recognize him or his clan, anything about him? Oh, this guy's a dirty, rotten, fucking scumbag bastard. We should not trust them.
No.
Who talked?
You don't get that.
Even if the two Gans confronting each other, one would say, "You!
He's not
you!" But they can't, because they can't call each other "you." So.
No, they can do that.
This one! That one!
Other people can... You can use other people's names and pronouns. Oh. You just can't refer... It's a humility thing. You don't refer to yourself.
Okay. He's not a Finesman.
Okay.
He's one of just the, I guess, common Gan.
Mm-hmm.
He is not of your tribe or... Crew,
whatever,
or
yeah.
Hive. Nothing about him says trouble, particularly. It's not a rival clan. It's not.
Capital T, and that rhymes with G, and that stands for Gant.
Reading his body language, he's just kind of there like, I'm part of the crew, I do the thing.
See, he does the thing. Why can't you do the thing?
Yes, plotting, cooperation, and such.
Yes, so. She says, look, don't make this more complicated than it needs to be. Do you want to share information? That means you share with me, I share with you. If one of us comes in first, we split the reward with the other one.
There's a lot of sharing going on here.
So if we get something, do you want us to tweet it?
Sharing is caring?
She says...
He's the one doing the talking.
I don't like you.
I expect that. That's common.
People really don't like him. Her, usually. This one has no... This one has no objections to sharing information. Do the rest of you object?
What kind of information? We're going to get a thing and bring it to a place. How can information
traps,
be...
blocked paths.
No, but I am wondering if you just basically called Zeher a transvestite.
You all look the same to me. I don't know what you want. No puffy, pale slug things. I don't...
Hey, we're monkeys to you, bug.
You keep up. I'm going to start quoting Starship Troopers, Steve.
Okay. This one has no objections. Do either of you object to this?
Well, to be perfectly honest, if we're all trying to go for... we're all trying to go get ahead in this thing. I don't know if helping her might end up hindering us more than it would.
Well, yeah, three protons.
Anything else.
I guess I
did. If helping her ends up making her number six and we're number seven, well, we're kind of bone there. So,
well, if you're number six and number seven, there is no number seven, first of all.
Yeah.
But
so everybody's going to get paid. It's just who goes.
What I'm saying is one of these things is not like the other, right? One of these groups is going to not be hired on, correct?
No. Three groups are not, probably.
Okay,
theoretically speaking, which has not been mentioned during the speech at all.
Right. Yes.
Well, then, basically, if our helping her puts her over the top above us... Aren't we cutting our throat?
I think the odds of that happening are much less likely than us helping her and her helping us puts us both up. I mean, playing the odds, cooperation generally is going to be more beneficial than harmful.
Unless she screws us over.
She does be a vaporizer.
She's got
if you think it's the best way to go...
To be cut. But, she's got a lot more throat to be.
I mean, I like omelets, so.
Well,
you have to crack a few eggs to.
If you think this is the best way to go, I'm not going to disagree. I'm just saying, think about the other end of this. You're only looking at the positives, you have to look at the negatives, too.
I'm just here to fly the ship and take money.
And make terrible racial
do
jokes.
I feel like I the chicken is trustworthy?
Perception.
She looks angry.
I can't imagine why.
She's getting annoyed.
I have a cat sitting up.
Feathers are ruffled.
What the fuck?
She's going to squawk at us about it.
You don't have a lot of experience with core staff, so it's kind of hard to read their
beak.
Body language, as right. it were, and facial expressions.
Yeah. Read my beak.
But,
wow. This one is going to do what heroes have done from time immemorial and be blindly trusting.
Okay. So she says, okay, good. It's just I don't trust some of these traitors, and I'm worried. Well, she's simply rude and stupid. But I get a bad vibe from some of these traitors, and I'm not... I think whatever this run is, you know, the Sisar is dangerous at all times, and some of these might turn against us, so I feel better with someone at my back.
It's fair. It's understandable.
Regardless of how it turns out. She says, okay, best of luck. So, yeah, everyone, like, basically scrambles out of the Hangar 42 to get to their ships.
Like to chit-chat briefly with the methane peoples and be polite and make conversation.
Yes, because the race is on.
Spread goodwill before the race takes off.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's like, a period of
during,
time.
During this.
And then Mal basically says, go.
Yeah.
So you have... The Corsav conversation took place before that happens, and you have time to make chit-chat before that happens.
Yep, just spread goodwill and make myself known to them, and
if you're going to be spreading look trustworthy, goodwill, maybe, then perhaps Zahira and I should, like, walk off. Because I don't think either of us is going to be aiding you in that particular cause.
The Morsarian is Nabrun Leeds, N-A-B-R-U-N. L-E-I-D-S. So he's got the Gand, the Chadrafan, and a couple of more Sarians in his crew. Mm. And he seems pretty, he's like, on the other hand, but on the other hand, but on the other hand, but on the other hand.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Everyone loves that one. He seems like a decent guy. He says, just from the conversation you have, his ship is called the Scarlet Vertha. He's pretty proud of it. It's a Gatrock Industries Class 720 freighter. He's proud of his ship.
Do we know anything about those other ships? Like, mechanically? Would I know any of them by reputation or general specs?
Well, you don't see their ships.
Okay.
All right, then. So, you will later, maybe.
All right.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
But he says you would perhaps like operating with us. It's all methane atmosphere, very comfortable for our types. So
perhaps someday. Right now my companions and I we're a pretty good group.
This as well. Very good. Well, best of luck to you.
You as well.
All right. Anything else?
I got nothing.
Anyone else you want to annoy?
The humans could go talk to the humans. I don't.
Well, I think there's a horse-like alien. We could look.
What is?
Just
I was just saying, if we have a horse-like alien, I could make a comment about the dog and pony show going on here.
You don't have one.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so...
I'll get back to this.
Let's advance plot.
Okay. By the way, the Corsav, her name is Kal Syndros. K-A-L-C-N-D-R-O-S. So... Right. So... He says, all right, well, may the best crew win. And basically releases people to go get to their ships. So what do you do?
Run.
Okay.
To our, what do you call it, a skiff or whatever?
Speeder.
Yeah, sure. So we run at the speeder and just tear ass back to the...
What? A grav sled?
No, speeder.
Did you say corpse sledding?
No. Grav sled.
Oh. All right. Let's see if we can run over another hut on the way.
Okay.
It seems to be our cause du jour.
We locked the ship when we left, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Of course you did. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Just, you know.
It seems like some of the other spacers are, like, right here in the spaceport, so they're going to have a little bit of an advantage getting to their ship first.
What are you talking about? We made 0.5 pass lights. People are good.
Okay. Are you at the wheel, Zahira?
Yes.
Give me a operate grav sled. Repulsor lift operation.
That would be a mechanical check, right?
It would.
What are we using?
With a bonus die.
Why?
Well, that's the wild die. And that's
In addition to...
No.
You keep trying. It keeps failing.
Eventually, he's gonna...
You can take your time and add another die.
No. 17.
Okay. Traffic is not that bad, so you're able to put the hammer down and save some time. You know, a shortcut to get you out of through the traffic out of Mirim City, and then it's full throttle to the Greek Hole salvage yards, and you come like skidding up, if that was a thing, on a repulsor lift. So yeah, you are basically ready to take off. You get the file loaded into the nav computer. The datapad opens envelope. Inside are a number of subfiles, the largest of which is a software package that subscribes the vessel to a subscape communication service. Files are fairly intelligent, install themselves on the computer with no problems.
Well, at least we don't have to move to the EULA. We're good.
Yep. Yeah, it's 37 pages, and you have to actually click through each page.
You before know, you have agree. To scroll to the bottom.
Yes.
You didn't read it before you signed it? What is wrong with you?
Astrogation, I'm guessing?
Yeah, there is an astrogation. Give me an astrogation roll to... so coordinates come up. This is to know what the coordinates are. Is that a 13?
17.
Okay. You recognize the coordinates are near the Navalic beacon.
Okay.
And does anyone have planetary systems?
Yes.
Roll that shot. Navalic beacon!
Navalic beacon!
Yes.
That's a knowledge still.
14.
Yeah, you've know all about the Navalic beacon. Let me tell you about the Navalic beacon. Ironically, the stellar body that first brought the Hutts to the Sisar Run millennia ago is now considered a great nuisance by them and anyone else navigating near it. The Navalic beacon is a trans-dimensional energy streamer, a rare sort of pulsar that emits a steady barrage of radiation, stellar energy, and matter as it rotates. The streamer is a result of EM invisible multidimensional gravitational curves intersecting across a large star, sort of a convergence of hyperspace mass shadows. The star is under great gravitational stress, but does not possess enough real space mass to collapse into a singularity.
Much like me.
In addition, the gravitational curves are not uniform, and occasionally a patch of the star will be freed of the immense forces pushing against it. The patch then explodes outward in real space like air pushed out of a balloon. Give me a farting balloon noise, somebody. Thank you. The real space stream is mostly high-energy stellar plasma, hydrogen and helium gases, yet this stream causes hyperspace shadow itself. The hyperspace shadows are dragged back into the other gravity well, but the real space particles continue unaffected. This paradox, the Aishin-A effect, causes immense disturbances throughout the localized area of hyperspace. The walls between dimensions are stretched thin at this point, and even subspace communication signals are disrupted. Their broadcast range is varying radically. Yet despite all this chaotic activity, all that is seen in real space is a particle fountain emitted from a bright star, flashing like a lighthouse in a storm. The Navalic beacon, like most energy streamers, is not always active. It follows precise cycles as the stellar bodies that cause the imposing gravity curves move about in space. The beacon, named the Grandfather Clock for its precision, flares every 28 days, 12 hours, and 42 minutes. The flare's duration is variable, however, lasting anywhere from a few minutes to a couple of days. At this time, all hyperspace travel around the beacon has to be rerouted or slowed down, depending on the streamer's intensity. Blah, blah, blah. Much more about that.
And then Mike quotes the Star Wars version of Cimmerillion for half an hour.
Yep.
So that's what I know about the Nif Chitel beacon.
Navalic. Whatever.
Okay, well, here.
Potato Nutella.
Well, here. I'll load up the hyperdrive. Give me a second.
Yep. So this is where we get into some competitive astrogation rolls.
This one will go take a nap.
Well, one astrogation roll.
Can I assist on the roll somehow?
You can.
How do I do that?
You give him a die.
All right.
Can I assist on the roll?
A die.
Do you have pips and astrogation?
Die.
No.
Okay. Then no, you can't. Okay.
Oh, never mind.
You don't have any pips in astrogation?
I got rid of them when I retrofitted because I figured my core skill was good enough.
So essentially what you're saying is we should have one pip at everything.
To us. Well, I think with something technical like astrogation.
But my mechanical is 4d2.
Okay.
4d plus 2.
You can give them a die.
All right.
But my mechanical is 2d.
Well, I didn't see spending the points in it, because every time I'd say, I'll make an astrogate check, I figured he'd argue me down, because he would want to have something to do, so...
Yeah, I'd like to do something, eventually.
Yeah. All right, so...
So here.
Never mind, you make the check, Mr. Smarty Pants.
All right.
2, 4, 6, 8, everybody, astrogate.
I would have went a different way. Hoi! 20.
Okay, good.
Like a boss.
That was just going at light speed.
This one would like to pick up a cat for our ship at some point.
A what?
A cat for our ship at some point.
You get to the Navalic beacon, and now we can take some things off the table.
He's the one you want.
This is the Navalic beacon.
Okay.
This is the stream coming out of it because it's in its active phase right now. And so this has all of this, like, it is goofy in both real space and hyperspace.
Okay.
So you have this, like, really rough emergence from hyperspace. You're third in the line. And in real space, these are your movement difficulties. One square is 5 space units.
Okay.
Which is going to make it a little weird because, like, the speeds of these things are, like, 4, 5, and 6. The speed of your ship is 5 space units, I believe.
Okay.
You double-check that, though.
With our fancy new engines and such?
Yeah. So, yeah, your speed is 4. So...
TM's a dick.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the job.
Neighbor and Leeds got there first. Oh, I pre-rolled piloting and ship. So, he's going to move 6.
Who is that?
The Morsarian.
Morsarian.
You know what? Fuck that. 1 square is 1. Guess. And we'll use Pathfinder rules for diagonals.
Okay.
So he moves... He got a 23. So 1, right. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And he's going to make a comms check... And he's going to have to get closer. Next up.
So this is what we're going for?
Well, okay. So the red lines are your movement difficulties. Mm-hmm. So it's going to get harder to move the closer you get.
Mm-hmm.
The black lines are your communications difficulties. Because there's all this plasma and fucking energy going everywhere.
Oh, we're trying to get information on this thing.
This.
Okay.
What is that?
What is this?
This is... Kalan Thora.
The observer.
She's just sitting in the pulsar beam.
Yeah, so she just parks it right in the pulsar beam like it ain't no thing. Next is the Given. Yep. And he's going to move 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and he can't communicate. Next is you. You, now you can make a piloting check.
Okay.
Or a space transports. The difficulty is going to be the red zone you want to end up in. And if you want to add 5 to your difficulty, you can move at double speed.
So to get to this one would be 18, so 23, if you wanted to move at double speed.
Do I get to add 1D for the maneuver ability?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you able to assist him?
Is there anything I could do? Okay, so wait, what is... I forget, what's the red lines for again? This is for communications, this is for...
Movement.
Okay, is there any way I could do something like modulating the shields or whatever to try and make it so they could... Yeah, that we could make the transition smoother? Like reverse the polarity or something?
Not really.
Okay.
What is the DC for this?
That's 18 to get into there.
Astrogation
plus 5 to go double speed to
get
to
there.
Okay, then the next question is...
Can he use sensors to assist?
Could I use sensors to assist? I have...
I'll allow that. That kind of makes sense.
Okay.
Your sensors, your difficulty will be the same as the movement difficulty. So you're like trying to find the best path through the
radiation is lighter.
Radiation direct. So yeah, your ship is like getting buffeted in these solar winds. It's right. Really a mess.
So we're trying to anticipate where they're coming from so we can ride the wave, as it were.
Yeah.
That'll be 9, 13. Probably not gonna. Well, it gets us here. That's
13. Okay.
So it'll get us through this part easier, maybe.
Give yourself a +2.
Okay. So you said this is 18?
Yep.
Yes.
I got to add 5 to that?
Mm-hmm. All right. Or take away a die.
Yeah. So I have
23. Mm-hmm. All right. And you got a +2 from this sensor.
Actually, you're way better taking away a die than adding 5.
Yeah.
So
we'll just add 5. Leave it that.
Okay.
Sorry. That's not really a...
I've already worked out the averages. I should be able to go. Assuming you're not roll like shit.
Oh, that's behold.
Not a shitty roll.
10, 25.
Okay. Move yourself.
Plus 2
8.
Is 27.
8?
So yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right.
They're a little off. He's right on the line and we're ahead of him.
Yeah. It's okay.
By about one square.
Okay.
Is that the way you wanted to go?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see going in this way if we want to get inside the communication arc.
Nah.
All right.
Easier.
Number 4 in line,
mm-hmm.
Move him 10. And you don't have to move him like straight toward everyone else.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay.
He's going the oblique route.
Yep. And the next one is Aziban, the human. He is only going to move 5.
1, 2, 3, 4.
He seemed to be slow starting. And the last one is Cal Syndros.
God bless you.
And she makes a great piloting check. She's going to move 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
11, 12. Straight ahead.
Well, yeah, I could, but that makes it kind of crowded in there. Whatever.
No big deal. The frigate.
All right.
That just looks like a weird naked gawking bird.
This is 23. Nabrin leads the oblong cigar-shaped ship.
Yep.
He's going to move 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. So that gets him into the 18 range. He's going to make a comms check and try to pick up the signal from the comms head and fail. So he's going to have to get closer. Ellis, the second ship, which was that one, yeah.
Which we cut off, like dicks.
We drive like we're from Detroit or, you know.
Hey, he can move up to 10, but he has to stay within this band.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
what?
8, 9, 10.
Pilot intelligently.
Well, he's going to want to fly into one of these.
He's going to want to get as close as possible.
So
wait, which band? This band?
Yeah, he can't go past.
Oh, I thought you said this one.
He can't go past this red band. Yeah, but he wants to get into one of these black bands.
I understand that. I thought that you said that this was the band. It's this one.
No,
it's this one. But he's still going to try and get in here. Okay, not
so
here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, there.
Okay. I'll give him a pounds check. Yeah. He stops and you see him, like, reading signals, you don't know what the hell he's doing. But it's your turn. So where are you trying to pilot to there, pilot?
I want to go straight in.
Okay.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. But that's going to give us a 28 if we try to go double speed. So, yeah, let's just do that, I guess. That'll get us over that line if we're in that square.
Yep, so you don't make me a roll. You can take your +2 from sensors. You don't have to roll that again.
Okay.
And just try to get 23. You're not trying to move double speed. Okay. So.
12, 15, 20, +2 is 22.
Plus the...
You have a penny.
That gives me an extra die.
Mm-hmm. So you get 23.
I get 26. 5, 25.
Okay, good enough. So you're in the right at the edge of the 13 band. Who's at comms?
Strangely enough, I don't have comms.
It's just going to be a
that was.
Mm-hmm. I can make
so straight mechanical.
Can I do that while piloting?
What's your D?
Not in this difficulty.
Okay.
I could.
There's actually movement rules that say when you're piloting a very difficult terrain, that's all you can do.
Okay.
Nine, 15.
Okay. You pick up the signal from the commsat. Envelope opens up the signal and customizes it to your ship. You get a set of coordinates followed by text instructions. Congratulations on getting this far. Now proceed to Noir Call Point. Envelope will provide you with docking instructions. Your contact will provide you with your cargo. He will greet you with the code phrase, "The Minox are bad this month."
Yes, you do.
All right, so let's...
do we know where
so we don't have to keep going in?
You have the coordinates.
Okay.
No, you don't have to keep going in.
Can we do anything to make the journey easier for our friend?
Well, you could actually... since you have the message decrypted, you could shoot that to her right now.
Are we all going to the same spot, though?
Yeah.
But it would be kind of funny if she just takes off. Which one is she?
The one in the back.
Well, that one, yeah.
It would be kind of funny if she just turned away from here.
Well, she's going to move in this round anyway. So, oh wait, this isn't her, though. This is double hull back there. He's going to move in five. No, he's not. He actually seems to run into some trouble. So he's getting battered around too hard by the stuff. Ozzy Ban was way in the back.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to move up.
A bunch?
No, just five.
One, two, three, four, five.
So he's having a hard time too. And then she gets a 30 on her piloting check. So she's going to move up 12.
One... Two, three,
actually, four. Just to this band. So, yeah, she gets there. I'll give her a comms check. She radios to you and says, I can't quite get the signal from here. I can get closer. Were you guys able to pick it up?
Yes.
I'm too busy flying to talk.
Why, yes, we were.
Yes, we did.
She says, well, it saved me some time if you'd share it.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, so you boop that over to her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now this is basically a race to get off the map.
How bad of trouble does the other person look like they're in over there?
He's taking a modest amount of hull damage. So not deadly trouble, but he's definitely wrapped up in difficulties.
Is there anything we can do to help him?
Yeah.
Why?
Ram him and push him out of the... We don't have a tractor.
Because the Wolfman guy said this is also a test of us helping each other out.
Well, he said he's interested in your loyalty. He did not say it was a test of helping each other out. So that's your call. I guess the thing is it would be really difficult in these circumstances to help him. Because he's not taking enough damage to his ship that he's in danger of his life.
No, I don't care.
And in these circumstances, there's no way you could get out and actually help repair or anything like
no,
that.
No, if he's not actually in danger, then I'm fine.
Okay. So ship number one is going to turn and hightail it and move eight away. Just move him straight south. Okay. Ship number two, which was move him straight
how many?
East. What do you get on his check? Not very good. Move him five. And now it's the capering Wookiee. Give me another piloting check. With your plus two.
You better roll like a motherfucker. When did you get going?
Yes! 18, 20.
Okay. You can move double your speed.
5, 6, 28.
And the 6 rerolls.
How much did you get?
28.
And the 6 rerolls.
Oh. Okay, you can
move plus two.
Quadruple your speed.
Ooh, so 16.
Mm-hmm. You're off the map, basically.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
nice.
That's how you fly that shit.
She
would come for the money, cause you better.
What a okay.
And Cal will be able to get off the map this turn, too.
Which one's so, Cal?
The little, that one.
Ostrich one.
The ostrich, yeah. The other people, these two take extra time. They're still trying to get to the signal, so they're going to be well delayed. Anyway.
You can't stop the signal.
In this case, you can if you put it near a crazy beacon. So, give me another astrogation roll. You got very lucky there. Because if Ozzy Ban had gotten there first...
Who's that?
Nothing.
16? 16 enough? Or do I need to Benny it?
It's plenty enough. This is more for, like, order.
Oh.
All right. So you get to fly away from this churning maelstrom of death.
As you do.
Like you do. With your... now you actually know where you're supposed to go to pick up the cargo. Your astrogation roll gets you there second, basically, which is pretty... Or, well, third, because Calland is way ahead of you, but she's not carrying any cargo. This is just the order of your arrival at Noirkol Point.
Oh.
So Noirkol Point is a very old, freestanding spaceport out in space. Just kind of hanging out there.
Whoa.
It's very... Yeah, I know, right?
The internet
is a relic from the Hutt expansion. The original Noirkol predates even the Republic. Unlike its sister outpost, Sherman Station, enough credits have been poured into its restoration to make it feel modern. So you get to Noirkol Point. It's very active when you get there. There's a lot of ships that are grounded there because of the activity of the beacon, which kind of screws up hyperspace for everybody.
Is the beacon currently going?
Yes.
Okay.
So you basically flew right into the beacon when it's active, which is kind of like... the fog warning, which shuts down a lot of commerce. I mean, you have to, like, fly way the hell around it when it's active, and you flew right into it. So, you get in there, there are casinos and bars and all kinds of things for spacers. You get, your landing information was given to you in the, from the commsat. And, as you approach Noirkol, the envelope program translates an incoming signal. It provides instructions to head to Docking Bay 421. There is also a message that is an advisory from the station's control tower. It says, Novalic Beacon has begun its active phase, which may affect hyperspace durations and subspace signal range and locations. Please hyperspace with caution. So you get docked. They have tractor beams at the station to ensure a steady landing. The coordinates... for destination adventure will be provided in 30 minutes. So basically, from the time of your arrival, you have 30 minutes to get your cargo and get it loaded. And that's obviously like first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Right.
So the it's 30 minutes from each individual's arrival.
Right.
So you're not screwed by...
Or?
You'll get your coordinates... 30 minutes after you arrive, or they'll get their coordinates 30 minutes after they arrive. You'll get your coordinates 30 minutes after you arrive. Everyone's got a 30-minute window, but staggered, basically, by the time of your arrival. So, what do you do?
Is this ship, or is this station large enough to accommodate our, what do you call it?
Ship? Speeder?
Yeah, the speeder.
Yes.
Well, then I say... Well, this is my idea. We dock. As soon as everything's okay, we drop the gate and hop in a speeder and haul ass. Because the sooner we can get there and back, the more time we have to get everything prepped.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, when we actually get the coordinates, you know, we're already undocked and we can just boogie the fuck out.
Right. You've already got the NAV computer...
What do you think?
...locked and loaded.
Okay. Haul ass? Haul ass.
Are we sure we have to land to pick up this cargo, like, in the port? And it's not going to be, like, a landing at some offsite somewhere?
Well, we have to dock.
The cargo is here on Noirkol Point. It is not necessarily waiting at the place where you docked.
We were told to dock at 421, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
No. You were told to dock at 421.
We're good.
And so you have 30 minutes to locate your cargo. You pull up out the, get the speeder down the ramp and just take off into the corridors. This is a little weird, but we're gonna go with it.
Get out of the way.
Also, don't forget that we do the doo doo to lock up behind us.
Oh yeah. So yeah, you cruise through the corridors for about 15 minutes, and then you hear a loud explosion.
How much would it cost to
get would the money? Former owners of a Nova Drive 3Z. Sorry.
What are we doing? Huh? What are we doing wrong?
Nothing.
How much would it cost to get a horn to play Dixieland on this thing? Seriously?
I think you could get that with one mechanics roll. No, so you go cruising down the corridors in the speeder. You find your destination location. There's a nondescript human. Hi, I am a nondescript human.
Oh!
My name is Niall Otto.
My name is nondescript human.
Yes. He's got a droid hauling a 2x3 meter crate. He walks up to you and says, "Are you Mal Byron's haulers?"
"Are you my mother?"
"Yes."
"Mm-hmm. Look at me, I'm talking for the group."
He says, "All right, well, this is your cargo. Take it away."
The droid or the box?
The box, not the droid. The droid is mine.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's take it away.
Cool. So,
the droid loads it into the back of the speeder. And tear ass, so you make it back in plenty of time.
I'm going to hit some oil slick on the hallway behind this to screw up another speeder.
Which would be great.
Just like a spy hunter.
Right. Well, you come by and like...
So the oil slick is supposed to...
Stop the hovering vehicle.
Shut up, I told you he was nearsighted.
Oh, yeah. You get stuff loaded. Like, it's not a very big box. So you get this thing loaded. You've got your astrogation computer ready to rock. Give me another astrogation check, please.
Is that enough?
Yep.
Okay.
As you go through the corridors, you see other people also, you know, your competitors also, like, scrambling through the corridors to get to their cargoes, but you're clearly doing pretty darn well. You are only behind Ellis Hellrot, the Given.
Which would be...
Yeah. So he arrived first, and he did real good on this part. So,
are we allowed to shoot our proton torpedoes at him when we get back out?
Just curious. He didn't actually explicitly.
Why?
So we can get the bonus?
Well,
I'm just saying, did he explicitly, you know, say that sort of thing was wrong?
If I remember correctly, he strongly suggested against it.
He did suggest against it. He kind of wanted some, like, I get that it's competitive and... But some sense of fair play here, like not actually blowing up other people's ships, would be good.
Half measures.
So yeah, an envelope decodes the next file and gives you the coordinates for destination adventure.
Okay.
So you can hyperspace to that. That was your astrogation roll.
Bring the kids to destination adventure, the best water park.
And
in the galactic dells.
Now I need TIE fighters.
What?
Now I need TIE fighters.
What? Oh, because...
Well, I will explain.
Well, fuck.
No.
Decoys. They're not very good TIE fighters.
They're a little warpy.
Yeah. Did they have problems going straight? Is that a...
It's a bow TIE fighter.
Destination Adventure is at Nick's end of the piece of paper about where the bottle is. That book being a bottle. That is Destination Adventure. It looks like a large water bottle.
Crazy.
Turns
out it's a water park.
So you all come popping out of hyperspace about PR, and you're at the comms. Can you give me a comms check?
That's 11.
Okay. You need a date. So, okay. You were, like, dialing around trying to find the communication frequency for Destination Adventure, and you pick up a signal or a subspace signal that's bouncing around oddly, for lack of a better term. You think you've intercepted the message, and you hear the voice saying,
"All right, listen up, fellow DSAC peers. This is your prodigal son, Mortar Hef, otherwise known as Ozzy Bond, because I have to give it all away. I've got a sweet little cargo load right from the Wolfman's clutches. I've popped her open, and she looks pretty good. There's going to be 5 more loads at the following coordinates, plus a big, juicy luxury liner. Sharpen your teeth, boys. The pickings are going to be good.
Long way to go and a short time to get there."
Yes.
So that's one of the guys.
Which one is Azibon?
The human.
Which ship?
No, Azibon was like one of these dudes. So that's Azibon.
What art thou doing?
Actually, you hear that before you leave the beacon, which is why signals were bouncing around strangely.
Dice?
So we knew this. Going to pick the cargo up.
No. I'm sorry, before you leave...
the city?
The station. On your way out of the station.
Can we disable him before we leave the station?
A little late.
Can we nuke him?
A little late.
Oh, but I don't care. We can do it here. That's
okay.
Fine.
It was a short hyperspace trip.
Mm-hmm.
So, you all pop out of hyperspace here, and there are... there is a line of TIE fighters. Cal and Thora fly straight... for the line, like, I'm going to fly straight through them and to Destination Adventure. Actually, I'm going to say you picked that up in hyperspace, while you were in hyperspace.
Cool. Okay.
So you pop out of hyperspace, you see a line of TIE fighters, and you see 3 pirate ships converging from the sides. The Wildfire, a converted stock-like freighter, and 2 MRXBR pacifiers coming out of the woodwork.
That's these? Or are those actually TIE fighters?
Those are actual Imperial TIE fighters there.
Okay.
So it looks like you get a comm signal from... Oh, there's also an Imperial cruiser in the line.
What does he do?
And you get a distorted message from the Imperial cruiser that says... Now reading private ship Capering Wookie, cleared to proceed to docking with Destination Adventure.
Thank you.
So, here's a question. Do we run ahead and try and dock, or do we try and take out the baddies?
Where are the baddies?
Where did the other one go? Here, and this one, Callan Thor's ship, just turned into the big pirate ship.
We do have a rear, right, and back firing marks.
So, in other words, we could do
but
both.
If we right. start shooting shit in front of the Imperial Star Destroyer...
It's a pirate.
Presuming we can prove that.
Or do you just want to relay the message to the Star Destroyer? These are... Warning, be aware, advised that...
well, we're not exactly...
Bogies XX and X are DSAC
right
pirates.
Right now we are.
You're not pirates.
No. Right now we are squeaky clean.
Okay.
Well,
should we
legitimate salvage mission or trade mission? Or
should we engage or not?
I like pointing the imps at the pirates.
So yeah, I guess. Are you going to tell anyone about treachery of Ozzy Band that you've discovered? And
yeah, get on the horn and tell everybody. Mm. I forgot that not everybody had heard the message. I was thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, no, only, as far as you know, only you received that. That
okay.
was kind of
yeah, we need to at least tell everybody
oh,
else.
Yeah. Broadband it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. It's a trick. Ozzy Bonds.
It's a trap.
We're pirates. Ozzy Bonds a bastard. Yeah.
We're pirates?
Beware of pirates.
Oh, beware of pirates. Okay.
We're companies.
So you radio that out. The. 2 scout ships race by while a 3rd ship, unseen, fires from behind. There, that way. Comm suddenly crackles with gravelly voice.
Greetings, it says. Pull those tugs over now, we won't space you. Run for it, and we'll salvage your cargo from the void.
Most pirates show mercy simply to make their prey more likely to surrender without a fight. These hungry pirates show no such restraint. So there we go. Roll initiative.
I'm guessing it's ship initiative, or is it each individual person?
You roll your starfighter
pilot
bullshit for initiative.
Okay.
Everyone else roll your perception.
Oh, sure, I finally do decent.
27.
27 for Keeper Nookie. Actually, we'll go, the whole ship will act on your initial turn. That only makes sense.
Hoy!
Yeah.
Well, we just got blown out of the water, guys.
22, 26.
No, we did not.
27.
How heavily armed does our ostrich friend seem?
She's got a heavy blaster cannon. Not bad. Not the best. Some of these other ships have heavier armament. So it's going to be Cal first. She is going to fly straight toward the Imperials.
I would suggest we radio her and tell her to not get in the fight and just get her cargo in. Okay. That was why I asked how heavily armed she was.
Right, but she's also going to take a shot. Yeah. That shot. 19. She lands a hit on that ship on her way. And then it is Elis. He's going to run like a scared little baby and not do any shooting. And now it is you guys.
Shoot or no shoot?
Shoot first, and then I'll fly us the fuck out of here.
Alright. Shooting. Shooting.
Shooting.
We have right and rear firing arcs.
Who are we shooting?
There's a guy
there. And? The guy and? The rear. Or and? Sorry.
It's not broke, just fell off. I know. It did it the last time I touched it.
We could also shoot Azaban.
You could. And you have two. You can both shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, you want to shoot it? Who are you shooting?
Well, which one are you shooting?
We have right and rear, so we can't really shoot. Well, whoever's rear can...
I'll shoot rear, you shoot right. Doesn't matter.
Sure.
15.
Okay, that's rearward?
Yeah.
Wait, don't our guns add something to our shooting?
Yes. Yeah, your fire control.
Fire control is 3D plus 2.
So add another 3D plus 2 to it.
So 15. 25, 29, 31.
Oh, crap. Alright. He fails to activate a shield in time.
Please tell me.
Give me damage.
What's the damage? What's the damage?
The damage? 3D.
Eight.
That sucked. Okay, his hull absorbs it. It doesn't seem to...
I have a 21.
To hit?
Yes.
Okay, on this guy, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I have the right arc, so...
Shields... He does get them activated in time, so that's going to end his hull. Give me damage.
What is damage?
3D.
Okay. You hit him solidly, and he is not blown up, but
I'm willing to use a Benny on that, too, if it might blow him up.
You can if you want. You've basically got him stunned, if you will, so he's not wounded. He's not at the level of wounded yet.
Mm-hmm.
One more die would probably at least give him a wound, which would hurt his some system.
Sure. Okay. I'll do that.
Nice.
Oh, that's a wild die, too, if you're spending a Benny.
Awesome. So I was at... Is this
19, I think.
19.
19.
25.
Yes.
30. Wow. Did you just one-punch something with the guns?
I might have.
Well, he doesn't blow up, but he's,
didn't
speak. Oh.
Just takes my Benny.
Well, it was doubling as a ship.
I know, but you just double ship my shit out of there.
Okay. Use your Benny. All right.
How about we fight and make sure everybody gets in safe? Being all good and stuff.
I want to be there first.
That's fine.
All right. Rykar is going
Well, are we going to move then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I will try to move double speed or multiple speed.
Okay, pilot check. This is not hard because it's like flat, clear space here. So with the number of ships going around, you need to make 18 to move double speed.
Yeah, we got it.
18, 23,
27, 28. You can move quadruple speed if you want.
So 16 spaces.
That gets you past the barricade.
Nice.
All right, Rykar is going to
shoot this ship very well.
He's going to hit this ship with his ion cannon.
Ion cannon.
Disable it.
Start him up the shields.
8, 20, 23. That's going to work. So this thing is dead in the water.
Yay.
Not blown up ion cannon is the thing that makes it kind of electrically dead.
Yeah.
It's an EM charge, basically.
Takes out.
Yeah.
An ion charge?
EM.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, an EM.
We were so ready to make fun of you for your pronunciation.
No, I was just like, what did you mean? I'm not mocking you. I was just...
I was.
Well, of course you were.
That's what I do.
Nabrin is going to take a shot at that last guy.
Nobody's shooting at Azaban?
Oh, yeah, he's going to shoot at Azaban. Because he got the message. He got the memo. But he's not a very good shot. Although, 12, 5, 17, 20. That will hit. That does 5D.
So.
He shoots Nabrin. Azaban shoots Nabrin. Knocks a few chunks of hull plating off. Doesn't look too critical. And that ship is dead. This ship is at least dead for a little while. This one's also going to fly in.
Which one is neighbor?
This one. The Morsarian.
No. The gas sucker.
Are the Imperials going to do anything about it?
They are holding their line. It seems like you're getting, like when you pass, they authorize you to pass the line. It seems like they're actually authorizing the legitimate shippers to pass the line, and once you're all passed, then they're going to close in on the pirates.
Oh.
So you can basically sick the Imperials on them. They also knock some chunks off of this one. So tell me how this plays out.
What are the odds of us being able to launch a torpedo, hitting this son of a bitch, without hitting any of the intervening?
You could maneuver, so you could maneuver to where you have a clear shot. Don't have one now.
We could go here, shoot,
and haul
us, and then do whatever.
So, but what would that roll be?
It would be a difficult gunnery roll.
So 18?
Mm-hmm.
I could do it.
I probably could as well.
You can assist. You can both try, or one can assist the other.
Let's assist.
Proton torpedoes get +2. Plus 2D.
+2D?
For the fire control?
For the fire control.
So that would be 1, 2, 3. I'd be at 60. +2.
No, yeah, 2D.
I'd be at 5D. I will assist you, I guess.
Okay.
Right, so you can basically give me a piloting check just to maneuver.
So does that mean you just give me a die? Or you got to roll and then... 14.
Okay, that's 15, enough to...
16, 17.
That's enough to line up the shot.
Okay.
So you should be rocking 7D +2. You're, like, running the targeting computer and beating the targets. You've got the shot.
Fucking womp rats. All right, that's 18, 25,
28, 30. Pew-pew. What's your damage on the proton torpedo?
I have 90 written down.
Okay. So he, as he then blows up in me.
cloud of plasma.
Can I roll it?
No.
You can if you want. It makes you feel better. He actually does have kind of a tough shift, so this might be worth 15, rolling.
15, 20, 26, 29, 32,
34. Why are you re-rolling that one?
39. I only had 8 dice out.
Oh.
39.
Yeah, he blows up in a cloud.
A spectacular.
A loud
and
fiery space explosion. So yeah, Azkaban blows up, and basically everyone else flies past the Imperial cordon. They come in and mop up
the one ship left.
The one ship right, left. Both of the other ships are still have living people on them, but they're able to mop
up.
Dead in space.
Yes, they are dead in space. So,
where's Isaac Clarke when you need him?
You dock, and you can deliver your cargo. The Eyeshine, so this is a great big luxury liner. You can dock on it, like there's a large docking bay. The Eyeshine is already in there. Malbjorn is waiting. Kallen Thora is there waiting. And you are, in fact, first.
Woo!
Because of actual positioning.
Yep.
He says, thank you all very much. Your services are much appreciated. Though this run was very important, it was mostly designed as a test. This is Kallen Thora talking.
Oh, wait.
No. He says, my employer is only interested in the best and most loyal crews. In the meantime, feel free to spend a few hours in the destination's lounge.
Okay.
So you get paid 10,000 credits.
Woo!
What I like.
So now we're at what? 17K? And then we give away 2,500. For what?
The whole share the joy.
All that shit.
Although, she says, you helped me out far more than I helped you out. So she's not going to insist on sharing it. I mean, the whole idea was like, I help
back
you
and
you share with me, but if you help me, then it's really not right that you help me and then
give you money as well.
Yeah, because you kind of bailed her out a couple times. So, while Mal basically directs, you know, he's got people with cargo unloaders unloading cargo, so he's like, we'll take care of that. There's a lot of things coming on. Ellis Hellrot, the guy that was ahead of you initially.
Yeah.
Comes over and he says, this is the given. I have an offer for you, my friends. While curiosity is not a standard given trait, as it says in the Alien Species book, I consider it good business to know what I transport. I opened the cargo pod, and I must say I was impressed by what I saw. It takes a lot to impress a given, as it says in the Alien Species book. Unfortunately, the item is not complete. I suspect that with at least one other component, we can assemble a worthy prize. Rykar has agreed to my offer.
Rykar?
Yeah. Together, we can pay 10,000 credits for your component.
Do we need the component?
Well,
delivery.
You never looked at what your cargo was.
Right.
So he's kind of implying, like, it seems like they were all separate pieces that assemble into something super useful.
Wait a second, we were shipping Voltron?
It's awesome. Maybe. You don't know.
Blue puddle.
I'm going to say no.
I was lying around on the job.
I'm going to say no because one spaceshipper's, you know, word on maybe making out versus a guy with actual...
Ruleg would suggest that the guy who has future jobs for us would be more valuable to have on our side.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, we're going to get 10,000 for delivering the cargo. Or he's offering us 10,000 for not delivering the cargo.
Basically.
Why would we do that? Unless he was offering us 20 or something like that. I don't see the point. Although, that said...
This one suggests to...
I'd like to look to see what it is.
Hmm? What'd you say?
This one suggests to the other...
Oh, we're back to this one?
I bounce back and forth. That... Ruleg suggests to the alien, whatever his name was.
The given. Yeah.
That I'm confused by his math.
He says, well,
if you get 10,000 for delivering the piece, or 10,000 for giving it to you, there's no real advantage.
He says, well, I can see you don't want to play ball, but it takes the given gift of technology and science to determine the cargo's true value. I'm afraid its profit would be wasted on you. Any kind of stocks.
Well, we got that was uneventful.
Yeah. So I take it you're not taking the deal.
Okay. I would not.
Okay.
I will, however, inform the...
You gonna tattle?
Would I tattle?
Yes.
You probably would.
And I want to look at the cargo. I want to see what it is.
It's already been unloaded.
Oh, fuck.
You're should we just say marmalade and then have someone run up and shut everyone off?
Why would they even be asking us? They count the cargo.
My apologies. The end of this thing is a mess. Because it's like, oh, they move the cargo to the galley and then do a thing, and then the guy comes up to you, but you've already been paid for the cargo, or you haven't been paid for the cargo, and it's like, whatever. So, my apologies. Yes.
Right.
He makes an offer to, like, buy your component from you. So, the offer would only make sense if you already had the credits in your hand for delivering it. But then it also
but
says...
then we wouldn't have the credits.
It's been unloaded it already. That's so, he's going to, like, steal it from the galley, and then a thing happens. And you all go to the galley, because it says you all go to the galley, and Mal Byron and his enforcers blast the rival swindlers who tried to steal from him. Says, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Well, no, that happens, so.
It all happens.
That all happens?
Yeah.
Before you can react to you.
Yes. because they have, party's cargo has been taken to the destination's galley. A clear character sneak down there. They'll see the cargo pod being hauled into a giant freezer. Inside, they'll see their pod as well as those of any other smugglers who survived the run. Fortunately, one of Alice's men has already taken the bait and is sneaking into the freezer as the characters arrive. So, like, this is so conditional. Because, of course, you would go and look at the freezer.
Right. But, sure.
Right. Anyway. So the cargo gets unloaded. Mal Byron comes up to you and says, well, you see Cal and Thora and him having a conversation, and they're like, she's like pointing at you guys and saying things, and pointing at Cal and saying stuff, and then pointing at Ellis and saying stuff, and, you know, kind of giving the report. You get the sense?
Mm-hmm.
He comes up and he says, well, that was very well done. Here's 10,000 credits.
Yay.
So you actually have it. What did you think?
Jazz lightweights. Get us better competition next time.
When's the next run?
He says, well, there are some other jobs coming up, and you can consider yourselves to be hired for a few things. So
right.
We have some interesting things coming up.
Well, send us away.
Okay, we'll do. you can hear his enforcers blasting away at Elros, you know, treachery! Ah, boom, boom. And he shows you the cargo.
Oh, okay.
And he what now?
He shows us the cargo?
Yeah. He says, you might find this interesting. So he shows you...
we usually don't ask, but okay.
Yeah.
Such a hurry, I never thought.
Inside the pods are several glassy, conical metal pieces that are well protected and quite heavy. Inside the pieces are complex wiring and circuitry. In Star Wars, imagine that. Though it's obvious the pieces are missing some vital component. Give me a moderate starship weapon repair roll.
Yo.
Is that technical?
Yeah, it's
yes, it is.
I got 5D. I don't think you can top that. Can you?
No, okay, never mind.
No, I'm asking, can you?
No.
You can roll it if you wish. It's still like, I know what that
or
is.
Something.
I feel like I've been told not to.
No, I'm saying I got 5D. Can you top
shut up
that?
And drive the ship.
He doesn't have to
get
top
back.
Can I kick it?
Get back in the cockpit, woman.
I got a 10.
I got a...
It's Cuisinart.
I got a 14.
That's good enough.
Oh, okay.
These are unarmed mag pulse warheads.
Oh, Jesus.
This new weapon targets the high-energy power grid, feeding a ship's weapon system. You've read about these in your, like, guns, and bigger guns magazine e-zine that you get on your tablet.
Suddenly I'm picturing
Wookiee's a fortune
Quint played by Adam Baldwin with grenades.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Rendering the ship defenseless if hit. So it's like an ion cannon, but more better. More so.
Mm-hmm. More better.
giant man warhead. He says, this will come quite useful for my employers. Or should I say, our employer.
So who is our employer?
He says, I am.
It's not our...
Fair enough.
I work for Jitaeus Outbound.
Hey, Lord Boy.
As long as the warheads remain outbound.
says, yes, well, we ship things to people that need to. So, take...
that is such a good motto for a shipping company. What? You ship things to people who need them. TSL. You ship things to people who need them.
Chippewa Valley Geek Actual Play and Community Theater Podcast is brought to you by Baron Von Productions. The Star Wars role-playing game, second edition, revised and expanded, was published by West End Games. For more information, check out www.chippewavalleygeek.com. Tune in next time when the Star Warriors become the Hijackers.
You, man, that was a masterful performance.
I know. I'm such a dick.
Like, especially Doctor Who as the best example is popular now, because everybody thinks the geek is cool now, as long as they're the geeks who weren't actually geeks back in the day.
Right.
Bastards.
Are you bitter?
Slightly, yes.
You've merely adopted the geekery.
What?
I was born to it, molded by it. I did not see a boob at
all. All right, we're done here.
Okay.
So another gratuitous interruption.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between Mick Jagger and a Scotsman?
I know it.
Mick Jagger says, "Hey, you, get off of my cloud." The Scotsman says, "Hey, McLeod, get off of my ye." All right. I'm glad we could share this moment.
I need to post that to Out of Context D&D right now.
What?
Do I feel like the chicken is frozen?
He's gonna pull 3D plus 2.
Playing with myself.
It hits him, it does not
kill you to hold that end.
Do much damage.
What? I said it killed you to hold that end, didn't it?
I'm not touching it. It's too easy. Oh, God.
When has that ever been a criteria for you?
That's just too...
The Chippewa Valley Geek welcomes your reviews on Stitcher, iTunes, and Lulu.
What? Oh, it's only been, it's only a couple of weeks between Alderaan blowing up and the Death Star blowing up.
Then the Death Star has been blown up. Because you spent a couple of weeks just fixing your ship.
There'll be another one.
There'll never be another one. What are you talking about?
What kind of idiot would build another one?
Yeah, why? I mean, don't you know? Don't build Death Stars. I am Mike, still, and I am now eating a stolen piece of Brian's pizza. It's very good.
Doesn't count when it's thin crust.